Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, so forgive us for doing, you know, the best friend thing for 60 seconds. But I'm so happy to have you on. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Miss Miami native, Chi-Town current resident.
Right.
It's all good.
It's been a long
time. So what's been
time.
Going on?
All I know is I'm in Chicago, but I need to be in Miami for this Miami movement right now. So I'm feeling the vibe of Miami, and I really appreciate the show theme for this month because Miami is doing it. And, you know, that's one of my big knocks against Miami. Like, I go to Harlem, I go to Brooklyn, I go to Atlanta, I go to D.C., I go to Philly. I'm in Chicago, and the black people doing something, and Miami black people not doing anything. But I got to eat my words now because the new Miami new black Miami movement, however you want to say it, that exists. So that's like a prayer request right there being answered, yo.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of great things going on down here in Miami. And for those of you that have been listening in for the past week, you know we're pushing through this segment called Mo Better Miami. And we got Mo Better Miami with Power Couple Team Foreman. And we got some, you know, indirect Miami connection with our special guests that are going to be on the line. Now, tonight is going to be all about power couples. And, you know, when we think of power couples, we think about Jay-Z and Beyonce. We think about Michelle Obama and, you know, the president. We think about all these wonderful, you know, examples of couples. It used to be Claire and you know, but we ain't gonna say that right now. But anyway,
right,
it used
right,
to
right,
be
right.
that. It used
Damn,
to be that.
Damn.
It used to be that, but we're creating our own definition when it comes to power couples in this day and age. You have dynamic couples with dynamic stories that need to be, you know, told, and the public needs to hear it so they can be encouraged. All the single ladies, we need some encouragement, okay?
We need
some encouragement, super bad. And shout out to your girl, Fee, who's going to be doing a special event next Sunday. I believe that's the 16th, dealing with relationships. So are you single, or is it you, or is it Miami? So the whole single thing and the couple vibe is definitely, you know, buzzing right now here locally in Miami, and I know it's buzzing across all the cities here in the United States. and global for that matter, and maybe galactical. I don't know. You know, they might not be able to, you know, find a power couple out there. But we're here tonight to bring on Team Foreman, and I have Reginald and Tiffany Foreman, who I had the opportunity to meet this week. Shout out to Mona Lisa Weber of the probation station on Excitement Radio, I believe. And I was listening to her show and had the opportunity to hear this amazing story of, you know, injustice and incarceration and just a long, hard story and how this brother survived. And so I had the opportunity to reach out to him, and it was all love from there. And I even reached out to his wife the same day, same conversation, texting on the phone, and I have them here on the call tonight. So I'm really excited to welcome Team Foreman in the building.
Hey.
Hey. What's that?
Peace and welcome.
Man, thank you for having us, man. Both of us at the same time. You know you special.
Thank you. At the same time. Listen, right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on. If you could, in the next 10 to 15 minutes, if you could, go in a little bit on your side and then allow Tiffany maybe to chime in on her side of this unlikely match. And I saw your post that you put on Facebook, which was so cute. I would like for you to, you know, chime in with that as well and just share how you guys found each other and then how you have created a blueprint or recipe, you know, for success.
Well, to give a little feedback about my story, and it leads to my wife. I was born and raised in Chicago, in and out of the projects and gangs and stuff. My mother was abusive on drugs. I was shipped from house to house like an orphan. And then I was supposed to move to Miami. I moved to Miami when I was like 13, turning 14. And I was supposed to be like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. My stepmother was a model in the Dolphin Chili. My father was corporate America. But I ended up getting back to the streets because that's all I knew when I was younger. In the midst of that, and I went to prison. I'm skipping a lot so I can get to it. I went to prison for armed bank robbery. Was hanging with the, you know, people from the south, down south, hanging with my brother from Liberty City, just doing wrong because I was still trying to find myself. And I ended up getting locked up and getting 18 and a half years for armed bank robbery. But in the midst of that, they let me out for 3 years. They said they let me out. I fought it down. They said they did it by mistake. Came back and got me 3 years later. Whoa. After I changed my life, I moved to St. Louis. I'm in the church about to marry the deacon's daughter. And I'm just changing my life. And then they came back and said, Mr. Fung, you were let out of prison erroneously. And in the midst of all this, I didn't know that God was making me to help me find myself. But I went back, and in prison, I was fighting the case, and they didn't want to give me the time that I did. They said that it was a glitch. They didn't run that time concurrent with the state prison. I had to do the whole 9 and a half again. But I started bettering myself. I started going to classes. I started going to classes. I got certificates. Stack High was voted the most prison of the month to succeed. And they finally let me out. So I ended up doing 4 and a half years, then 3 years on the streets, and then 4 more years. I ended up doing 8 and a half years. But they legally sentenced me for 8 and a half years. I mean, 18 and a half years. But when I came out, I started my business selling T-shirts. I really didn't start my business. It was a hobby. I didn't get real deep into it. I was putting my foot in the water back and forth. Now, while I was selling my first T-shirts, my first shirt was God Made Me What Can Break Me, and God Bless My Haters. And I was working at a beauty supply store. And I just started, like I said, getting a couple of fake cards, because they wasn't really, they was printed off. They wasn't fake, they were real, but they was printed off a home printer. I didn't have real legit plastic-coated cards. I was just trying. As I was working there at the beauty supply store, at the Korean store, a lot of black people, like, I was at the cash register. They was like, what you doing behind there? So I met a lot of women when I was working there. You know, I was doing a little flirting here and there. And this time, Tiffany, who happens to be my wife now, came in. She was looking really attractive. I'll give her that. She was looking really attractive. But at this time, I really was trying to stop talking to women. I was trying to be focused on God, be focused on getting my wife, and just stay focused. And when she came up, she kept putting the products on the counter and walking off and come back out. And I was just playing around. I said, look, man, you got all these people behind you. You need to pay for your stuff. And she said, then... This when it hit me. She came out with her New York accent because she's from Brooklyn. She was like, look, I drove this far and I don't come out here a lot, and I'm going to put this up here and I'm going to say, and I don't like attitude, but it was an accent that got me. So at that moment, when she started talking and everything, and I was in St. Louis, I was tired of meeting the wrong women, and I started talking to her then, and she was leaving out. Like I said, I was in a battle between myself. Should I try to holler or not? I said, you know what? I'm just going to leave it alone. But at the same time, I had my business card for T-shirts. So I went to her and I said, now, if you like T-shirts, give me a call. She left out of the store. About 5 minutes, came back, or a couple of minutes, and came back and said, look, I don't wear T-shirts like that, but I give you my number. And this is the biggest argument we have at all the friends' house. Who hollered at who first? I was like, I ain't hollering at her. I ain't tell her I want to talk to her. She came back and said, here's my number. So that's one of the biggest things we go through. But I ended up calling her that same day when the store slowed down. So she always throws that in my face, that you call me first. Found out she was a corporate woman working in, you know, banking, and in a high prestigious position at that. And she was just moved from, well, she just moved, but she was from New York, 2 years shy, no children, no none of that. So I seen someone, she was God-friend, I seen someone that, you know, I thought would be a match. And we started dating, and I could say we dated for almost close to a year, but we got married kind of fast. We both was grown, was tired of going around in circles, and our friends was like, y'all will make a great couple. And we ended up getting married.
Wow.
So a Brooklyn chick and a Miami dude met in St. Louis, Missouri. And that's how it started. That's how we started.
Wow. What a journey. I hear, you know, ex-con meeting up with a corporate chick, and it's like, how does that work? But you guys made it work. And how long have you been married?
Well, it'll be going on 5 years, and this coming up May in 2016, it'll be 5 years.
It will be five years in March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that deserves some recognition.
Yeah.
You know, people out here ain't lasting for 2 weeks, so we want to definitely recognize you guys for being in a committed relationship for so long. And I know you mentioned God in your apparel, your clothing line is God centered, correct?
Yes. My brand is called God Made. What happened was I was 19, sitting on my bunk with 18 and a half years in the prison. And this is why I tell people I was insecure. People told I wasn't going to make it. I was back in Miami days when dark skin went in. So I was getting kicked on a lot and everything, called everything, from Africa and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then losing my mother because I didn't get to say my mother ended up on drugs and in prostitution. So I had a lot of insecurity and a lot of pain in me, which really a lot of our youth and a lot of our grown people are going through. They don't know how to find themselves because of what they went through. I opened the Bible because my grandmother used to tell me about the Bible. Not saying that I was raised in the church, because my grandmother, we would go to church on Sunday. When she come home, she smoked a Benson Head cigarette and would cut you with a knife in a minute. So I knew about God, but I didn't know about church living. Man, I opened that Bible to Genesis and it said that God created me in his image. And I don't know what it was. It jumped out and it became my scripture in my life. I even got it tattooed on my chest. So I named my company Godly Image LLC. And from Godly Image, God Made Apparel is a section up under the brand. So God Made Lifestyle is everything from my speaking, from my clothing line. I mean, it's been a beautiful ride from me getting a fashion magazine contract, and I was almost on Macy's shelves writing a book. Everything came from me really humbling myself and saying, God, I'll do it your way and not my way.
Wow, being submissive. And you got this fashion designer, author, empowerment speaker, with super swag, you know, joined by his queen, Miss Tiffany. Tiffany, oh my goodness, how can I put it? How has this impacted you and you being, you know, on your more creative side?
It's been a journey. It was definitely something that I wasn't sure at first that I wanted to go on this with him, because I'm like, I don't like to be on the forefront. I just like to do my little own thing in the corner and just mind my business. And he's so vocal. He speaks to everyone. You know, when we go out, he's the life of the party, and I'm more so the background player. So it's definitely been a journey. He has definitely helped me come out of my shell to a certain point, and allowed me to be creative and do the different things in life that I aspire to do instead of just, you know, playing the background.
Okay. And can you tell, can you share with us what you do?
Yes, I am aspiring to be a makeup artist. I love makeup, and I've been doing makeup on myself and my mom for many, many, many years. And every time we would go places, people would ask, oh, who does your makeup? You're so nice. Do you do other people? And I would say no, because I was always shy, and I didn't think I was good enough to do someone else's. I didn't have that confidence. And as time went on, you know, my husband, he just kept pressuring me, but he was just inspiring me and building me up, saying, you can do this, you know, you're good at what you do, people are requesting you, just shine. So I'm starting to step out there and, you know, take more appointments and handle more clients as far as makeup, because it's something that I love and I enjoy making, you know, women feel beautiful on the inside and the outside. And one thing that, you know, my motto is, of course, beauty lies within. But there's nothing wrong with turning a few heads every now and then. And I think when I, you know, create someone and make up their face, it gives them that, oh, I feel beautiful. You know, they have more self-esteem about themselves. And I enjoy doing things like that.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, Team Foreman, this is Z Marie. I'm the co-host. I have a few questions for y'all. So I'm listening to this incredible story, the incredible journey that both of you are on, and I'm just like, wow, okay, where are they going next? So what I want to know is what you guys are working on right now, and, like, where do you see yourselves in the next 5 years?
Well, what we're working on is, of course, our fashion and makeup as a couple is very, you know, it's very big to be have somebody in fashion and makeup together. But right now, mm-hmm. what she's helping me push, we're pushing my book, and I'm trying to get my life story put on the movie screen. See, my wife is the cross the T's and dot the I's. She helps me with the table when we're going out to do events. She helps me do business deals because she's more corporate. She knows I'm the creator. I'm the one, the hustler. She's the one that helps me critique things. So the next thing is just getting the brand out, you know, me getting Reggie out there so more doors open. We've already done some fashion shows where she's done the models for me. But my main thing is not forcing my wife. She's still, you know, growing in her confidence where she wants to do it global because doors are open. Everybody that knows me wants to do her makeup. So first of all, I step out, do my books, trying to get the movie script up. We have some contracts, some big contracts on the table for my brand, which I've been praying and holding on for, which I tell people, I just want people to understand that, yes, we bump heads. It's been serious because my wife was a leader and I was a leader in the street, so it's a lot of behind the scenes that people don't see where, no, you're wrong, no, I'm right, and this is the way I want it. And without God, we wouldn't be here to even think about the next 5 years. So the next 5 years, like I said, is doing more events where it involves empowering people. I do the speaking. My wife wants to do something for women, even in shelters. She wants to do makeup for women in shelters to help them going on job interviews, which I can let her say, but I'm the more speaker. But she wants to empower women and make them be beautiful. And I'm just going to keep on doing my speaking and getting out. I do want to do a book and a movie about our life. I want to be able to tell how somebody from corporate America and the brokerage could marry somebody, an ex-thug that was in the streets, and then we're starting to do stuff for God. So the bigger thing is just making the platform known and helping more people.
Yes. That's what's up. And what's the title of your book? The working title, at least.
I have a book. The book I have now is out. It's Live Determined, Don't Let Your Struggles Bully Your Dreams. I just came up with a 4-city book tour. Oh, yeah, I have a book that's already out. Yes, I do. Turns out for that. And in the midst of that, and I tell people, it took me 2 years to write this book because I wanted to do what I want to do. I want to be the first faith and fashion Sean John approval because there's no brand inside the major stores that has God on it. And I've been getting some awesome compliments from, like I said, magazines, how good my brand is. And I kept saying, this is what I want to do. And that's why I tell people, you have to obey the shift in your life. Like Will Smith went from rapper to actor. God was saying, write the book now. And I'm like, God, I want to wait till I'm in Paris. I'm in all these stores. Because I could see so many people buying my book when my name is bigger. But what God likes to do is to get the glory. He wanted me to write it now so that people can be ministered to. And I'm still doing my fashion, but it's not like a fashion designer, you know, with a book. It's more of a speaker, and I have a fashion line. So yes, my book is called Live Determined, Don't Let Your Struggles Bully Your Dreams. And working on another book tour in Florida for the during Labor Day week, we're working on another book tour.
That's what's up.
Oh, Miami, get ready.
Yes. What I want
Z-Marie,
to say,
did you have, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Ahead.
No, I was going to say, did you have any other questions for our guests?
No, I just wanted to, at the end, for us to make sure we reiterate their website or whatever their marketing presence is, so people could get the book.
Yes. Reggie, at this time, can you please, we want to go ahead and do it right now. We have 10 more minutes left in the show. I do want our listeners to hear the web address where they can go, where they can follow you, and so on and so forth.
My website is GodMadeApp.com, like for apparel and for applications. And you can see the fashion line, you can see the book store, and then soon my wife's website will be up for her makeup. But right now you can go to GodMadeApp.com. On Instagram is GodMadeLifestyle, at GodMadeLifestyle. And then also on Facebook is at Reginald Golly Image Foreman. You can find all that. But GodMadeApp.com will lead you to everything.
Okay, so I've heard so much power on the line, but I heard truth. I heard you saying, hey, it wasn't easy, you know, doing the relationship thing in general with two power heads coming together. And, you know, Miss Brooklyn, is it Brooklyn, New York, Tiffany?
Yes.
You know, when you add a little bit of Brooklyn to anything, it's liable to get live. So I could just imagine, I could just imagine the spice, you know, added to this duo that you guys have going over there. I hear the whole godly apparel and doing things, and I think expression through art, through music, through fashion is very important. And a lot of times we complain about what we see in music and art. However, you guys took it, you know, amongst yourselves to be submissive to the creative calling that you have. I'm huge on creativity. I have a vision about something, a conference that Z-Marie and myself are putting together for next year called the Creative Culture Conference. And it's showing parents how to raise creative geniuses while awakening the creative genius in themselves. And this is so important. This fortifies relationships. This builds confidence. This allows unity. This allows friendship. It allows so many things to happen underneath the home roof so that then it could change the community. So to see you guys on display, one, in support of one another. That's a whole art
right,
in itself. Some
right.
people don't know how to support, and that comes from, you know, a base point of love. And the fact that you guys have love for the creator and are putting that first and then allowing him to use your creative energy, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I want to go to the boutique in Paris, you know, that has, you know, your apparel in it, and I want to go to the makeup, you know, expo with Tiffany running the whole thing. While she's helping those women in the shelters, because this is what it takes. It takes us visualizing. And so if you guys didn't know this, yes, you are a power couple, and you are doing things. And it's just out there. And I'm so glad that you guys are doing what you do. And I encourage you to continue doing it and look for collaborations. I know we spoke earlier this week, and you were sharing with me, like, in the past and getting to this point, you know, it was some, you know, bumps along the way in partnering with business partners. And so I want to let everybody know out there, of course, those of you that follow us or know me know that I'm huge in business consulting. And this is one of the tips I want to give you before we close out the line for tonight is make sure you establish mutually beneficial business relationships. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make money, and it doesn't grow, which means it's not for you. So make sure you reevaluate the connection, the business connections that you're making, so that you can have some harmony, all right, and that you can have some success. And just move forward. Move forward and put your best foot forward in doing so. So thank you so much. Z-Marie, I know Z-Marie has a make it fly minute, a make it fly moment. She's always having something going on where she's going to enhance it. Her 2 cents are worth it, okay? And she's going to let you know what's going on to make it fly. And I'm dying to hear it because, one, she hasn't been on the show in a while. We haven't been recording. And I just want to hear my homegirl do her thing. So, Z-Marie, what's up with the make it fly?
Yes, yes. I'm a little rusty. As you said, I've been out of commission. I've been on vacation. But, yes, Make It Fly Humble Pie is the title for tonight, and it's so apropos because the guest tonight mentioned being humble and it being God's way, not his way. So I really appreciate that, and I'm coming right on his tail on that. So humble pie, basically this week, this month, this summer has really got me in a position where I'm having to humble myself. So Ms. Controversy and I have talked extensively about all the healing we've been doing, all the blessings we've been receiving in our lives in the last few years, and how we just aging gracefully around this thing. But recently I just realized, like, okay, I've done a lot. I've healed. I've gone on a journey from being self-conscious and low self-esteem to really feeling like I'm all that and I'm beautiful and dark skin, as Reginald mentioned earlier. But so, you know, I was feeling like, okay, like, I done did all that, God. Like, you can go ahead and put the crown on my head, you know. But I realized, like, oh, I really kind of, like, stepped up my game just so I can go to the next level and do the next thing. Like, that I didn't beat the game yet. You know, I'm only 35. So I'm really realizing that I got to sit down and take lessons for the next stage of my life. And I'm inviting everybody on the call. I'm inviting different people in my life, whoever I come in contact with, to do the same thing. Like, it's time to get the next set of instructions and do the next great thing in your life. And then after that, it'll be something else. But that there's no kind of, like, resting on your laurels. There's no, like, I'm all that. Like, you know, everybody else has to be humble. It's like, nah, you got to be humble too, and go ahead and keep moving. So that's what's making it fly right now. That's what's going to elevate your life and help you vibrate a little bit higher.
That's right. That's right. Coming through with the Make It Fly segment. And I just have an elevated taboo moment. Not a minute, but a moment, because our time winding down. But I have something that I want to say, and it was inspired by talking to Tiffany earlier before the show. And I just want her to be encouraged. And so this is for everyone that knows that they have potential to reach astronomical heights and bounds, because it's doable. Right now is the season for planting and reaping at the same time, okay?
Mm.
So guess what? The elevated taboo is, if you want it, go and get it. Don't let another day go by without claiming. You have to speak it. So don't just think it, but talk it. Speak it. Put it out there. Speak impeccably about what it is that you're doing. And on the Vibrate and Elevate show, that's how you raise your frequency. You got to get in the zone. When you wake up in the morning, you need to clap, clap, walk around, talk it out, and make things happen. So thank you so much, Liz Foreman, Reginald, and Tiffany, for being on the line. Make sure you check out vibrateandelevate.com all the time. We'll be on Wednesday with Dynas and Rock Jackson on the line. So make sure you be tuned in. You got to be tuned in. Thank you so much. This is Miss Controversy Bird, Miss Latoya, and you can also find me at ElevatedHealthAndWealth.com. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace out. Thank you.
Hey, this is for Reggie.
Thanks.
This is for Reggie.
Reggie
and
Tim. I will come for you. Anyway.